Good friends, sunshine, and the beautiful outdoors. That January morning in 1999 began with the same excitement and anticipation I had felt on countless previous kayaking adventures I had shared with my husband, Bill. It was our final day before returning to the United States, and it was my husband's birthday. We planned to celebrate by paddling in a remote part of Chile, on an infrequently run portion of the Upper Fuy River, known for its many waterfalls. As experienced whitewater kayakers, Bill and I knew the 10 to 15 foot falls would be challenging, but well within our skill set. We'd be paddling with Tom, a professional raft and kayak guide who had been leading trips in Chile for more than 20 years, his two adult sons, Chad and Kenneth, and Kenneth's wife, Anne, as well as several other clients. This stretch of the Fuy requires focus and a complete commitment. That's because, in addition to being in a remote part of Chile, the river is often closed in on both banks by steep hillsides made impassable by dense bamboo forests. This topography makes getting off the river sooner than the designated downstream takeout point extremely challenging, if not impossible. Once you start down the river, there's no turning back. When Bill uncharacteristically awoke that morning with severe back pain, he made the difficult and disappointing decision not to kayak with us that day. Instead, he dropped us off at the river, giving me his bright red paddling jacket to wear beneath my equally bright red life jacket, kissed me goodbye, and told me to be safe. He planned to find a sunny spot to spend the day reading, intending to meet us downstream at the end of the day. It felt strange going without Bill, but I couldn't wait to get started. As our group pushed off, I moved out of the eddy, confidently paddling my kayak forward into the swiftly moving river. We didn't know that disaster would strike within minutes. Ahead of us were two waterfalls. I moved toward the smaller one, which our group had agreed would provide the safest descent into the waters below. But as I approached this waterfall, I could see that someone else's kayak was lodged sideways in its entrance, and the powerful current was pulling me straight toward them. I had to act quickly. With no other option, I veered away, only to be propelled straight toward the larger waterfall. I would have to make the best of it. As I was thrust over the lip of the waterfall, I saw tremendous turbulence below. In a flash, I pictured what would come. At the bottom, I would flip upside down. The turbulence would keep me from being able to right myself, so I would have to detach the neoprene spray skirt that was keeping me dry before I could push myself out of my boat. I'd get tumbled around by the chaotic waters and claw my way to the surface while being flushed downstream. Then, gasping for air, I'd swim to shore and sheepishly begin collecting my belongings. What can I say? Most whitewater kayakers have endured it at least once. I prepared myself for the inevitable. But what I assumed would happen did not. I rapidly dropped into the turbulence below and, predictably, plunged deep below the water's surface. But then I came to a sudden and sickening stop when the front end of my boat became jammed in the underwater features. I remained upright in my boat instead of being flipped upside down, but instead of quickly popping back to the surface, I was stuck under 6 to 8 feet of water that quickly closed over my head. I tried vainly to rock my kayak free. Then I tried to free myself from the boat, but the sheer weight of the water overhead and the force of the current bent my torso forward and kept even my arms pinned to the front deck of my kayak. I had no air pocket and no time to spare. No matter how hard I tried, my efforts to move were laughable. And I began to realize then what would actually happen. I would drown.